Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship last week, I took you to Acts chapter 21 and the events that led up to Paul's arrest and his trip to Rome, in which he would appear before Caesar. And there were several individuals that were in Paul's life at that particular time who encouraged him not to go. In verse 13, it says, "Then Paul answered, 'What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.'" And then verse 14, "And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, 'The will of the Lord be done.'" Like anybody who is a friend of someone who potentially may suffer wrong or injustice or oppression or things, we would encourage them not to go. Don't go. Stay here so you don't suffer anything. That's just normal human responses. We wouldn't want our children to have to suffer. We wouldn't want our friends to have to suffer. But these friends here tried to persuade Paul that he should, back off. He's going to be arrested. Agabus, the prophet, had already wrapped his arms in a cloth and said, "You're going to be bound like this and you're going to be taken to Rome. Avoid this." And Paul said, "No, I'm ready to be offered to the Lord." You know, we're living in very difficult times. I read every week of the persecution that's happening all around the globe. Believers in Christ are being arrested. They are suffering greatly in several of the closed access nations. And we certainly are seeing more of the oppression and injustice beginning to ratchet up in our part of the world. And, there are many that say, "Well, we just need to back off. We need to be careful so we don't get arrested, so this, that, and the other." But Paul lays out a different course in this path. We're going to talk about that, Lord willing, in the weeks to come as we share these calls to worship. He took a different course. He believed that God wanted him to go to be a witness. There was something that Paul knew that these other individuals did not know. At the very beginning of his ministry, God told him that he would appear before kings to present the gospel. And I believe Paul understood this trip to Rome meant that he was going to do what God said he was going to do early after his salvation. And so we need to be preparing ourselves that we are ready to serve the Lord in whatever capacity that might be, whether it be from a pulpit or whether it be from a neighborhood chat or maybe at a prison cell to communicate the message of God's Word. The avoidance of all trouble and oppression and injustice is just not possible. You have to compromise to avoid. And Paul was not willing to do that. And he encouraged his friends. He said, "Listen, I'm ready to be offered." And whenever they realized that he could not have his mind changed, the Bible says they ceased. They ceased. And they turned the matter over to the Lord. You know, when we don't know what to do, sometimes we just have to turn matters over to the Lord. Amen. And so may we be quick to do that. We'll share some other thoughts in this regard as the Apostle Paul dealt with the very real plan of God that would mean the taking of his life. May we stand strong for the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be faithful witnesses for him and not run from difficulty and trouble.